Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Maria. Somebody requested a call back from this number. May I speak with the person who requested that call, please?
This is she.
How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling because I had did my information online with filing my unemployment claim, but they told me that I have to call this number to finish doing the setup so that I can file weekly.
Okay. Let me have your social security number.
1.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, ma'am.
43.
Mm-hmm.
85.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Okay, so what I heard you say was 421-438521, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your first and your last name, ma'am?
Crystal Lynn Williams.
And your date of birth and your driver's license or ID?
February 2nd, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wireless so I can get my driver's license. Okay, the driving license number is 869-6350.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And when was the last time you opened up your claim?
As in the last time we was off, I'm not exactly sure. I guess it was last year around this time.
Okay. So, you said it did not go through. According to this, ma'am, it did go through. You said your claim wasn't completed?
You went on yesterday.
Okay, according to this, it went through. It was submitted, ma'am. It's just in process. Let me see if it allows me to reopen it, but I don't think it will. Let's see here. Oh, okay. So what happened? Interesting. Okay. No, it didn't go through. Let's see if I can help you. I'll try to help you do it fast, okay? So you have, let's see, your gender, your female. You are a United States citizen, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
English is not an issue. You want direct deposit. Is that a traditional bank or an online system?
Ma'am.
Your direct deposit. Is that a traditional bank or an online system, ma'am?
I think it's online. It's with Chime.
Okay, that's not going to work for you, ma'am. Okay, do you want to, we have to offer you the benefit card. Okay, because they're not accepting any electronics, so that's going to, it's going to go through and then it's going to stop you. So you're better off just requesting the benefit card from the beginning.
Okay, is that way you can request it for me? Do I have to go back in?
No. I could do it here for you, ma'am. Okay, so I need to read you the disclosure, though, so you understand, okay, the terms.
Mm-hmm.
So the LA Vantage prepaid card would be issued to you a week after your benefits are approved. The LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no regular monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees. It does have a $1.30 that's used at a network. It does have a 35-cent charge for automated calls. A $1 charge if it's inactive. Ma'am, I'm sorry, can you take me off speaker or Bluetooth? It does charge a $1 if it's used at a network, a $4 charge to replace the card under regular delivery, or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 2% charge of the transaction if it's used internationally. It does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. Okay? Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Okay. Your mailing address, ma'am?
5628 Carroll Avenue, Birmingham, Alabama, 35228.
Okay, your phone number?
251-301-2903.
Need to ask you some questions for security purposes. In what county do you currently live? Sumter, Mobile, Barber, Jefferson, or none of the above?
Jefferson.
Okay. Which of the following numbers have you been associated with? 205-425-5273, 425-8314, 425-8979, 425-9794, or none of the above?
425, the last one, 9794.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Which of the following age ranges best match the age of Christine Camel? Christine Camel, is she 64 to 68, 51 to 55, 39 to 43, or 20 to 24?
It was the second choice, 50. So.
51 to 55. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. So you never filed for unemployment outside of the state of Alabama, correct?
No, ma'am.
You didn't work outside of the state of Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And you didn't work for the federal government and you didn't join the military, correct?
No, ma'am.
When was your last day of work, ma'am?
This past Wednesday, I think it was like the 7th.
Okay, we need to make sure. You want to put down the 7th or the 6th?
Hold on, let me go look at a calendar.
Okay.
December 7, 2022.
Okay. Okay. And and you are currently able to go to work and all the different shifts, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you're not attending any school. You don't have your own business. You're not receiving any pension or workman's compensation.
No, ma'am.
And you don't belong to a union and you're not expected to go back to work, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So you're a first level supervisor. Is that what your job description was?
Ma'am.
What is your job description?
I'm a floor supervisor at Barn Empathy, Birmingham City.
Floor supervisor, okay. So that would be the same thing, yeah. Okay. What was the name you said of the place you were working
ma'am.
At?
Birmingham Southern College, Bon Appetit.
Okay. Okay, and you have the phone number?
205.
Mm-hmm.
226.
Mm-hmm.
4711.
And you're currently not receiving any vacations, they call it a pay or pension?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So your temporary pin, ma'am, is $21.95.
Give me 1 second. Let me write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what you said it was?
2195 to 195.
Mhm.
Okay, and I need to read the disclosure. Make sure you understand the terms. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It usually takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The Alabama Career Center, we just finished, also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either go to the Alabama Career Center in person, or you may go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VOSNet. You must be able, available, and actively be seeking work for the duration of your unemployment. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must also do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either go online, ma'am, at www.labor.alabama.gov, or you may call 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done on a weekly basis. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. Mrs. Williams, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification is this Sunday. Do you have any questions?
Can you read me the website where I can make the claim again?
Where you can make a claim again?
Where I can file it for every week, the weekly claim.
Oh, that's okay. Don't get yourself confused. Okay, we just submitted the claim. So you don't need
yes,
to.
Yes, ma'am. I'm talking
about
when I get ready to do it.
It's the weekly certification. Right, right. The weekly certification.
But I just didn't know the correct words to put with
you.
I'm pretty sure that you understood, too.
Okay, I understand, ma'am. So your phone number, ma'am, is 800-752-7389.
No, I wanted the website. I didn't want the number.
Oh, the website. Okay, the website is www.labor.alabama.gov. And you would go to claims.
All righty, thank you.
Okay, thank you. You have a nice day, ma'am.
Have a good day.
Thank you for calling the Alabama.